said, "You ain't gonna move." I said, "2 weeks from today, I'm gonna move home." I said, "I didn't burn no bridges out when I left." And I said, "The bridges all in." "Well," he said, what are you going to do up there?" I said, "Well, I worked for city then." I told him, I said, "I figured on going ahead and working. Out you fired me." Now he said, "Neil, I'm going to tell you." He said, "They won't let anybody work for city and live out of city limit." I said, "Forget it." He was the mayor then, a babe. "No," he said, "we'll not forget it." Said, "I'll just go and call a council meeting." And he called of course, I done moved back then. He called a council meeting on Saturday night after I moved. And he told them, "Why?" They said, "He can work down there regardless where he lives." He said, "Neil ain't got an enemy." And said, "He can work here as long as he wants to."
Good feeling, isn't
it? Yeah, it sure was. I worked 12 years, I reckon, for him in 2 weeks. I told him, I said, "I'm quitting." "Well," they said, "you ain't gonna quit either." I said, "I'm quitting 2 weeks from today." "Well," said, "what are you gonna do?" I said, "Well, now you just let me worry about that."
Yeah.
And I quit. About a week, they come up here and said, "Neil," said, "have you quit?" I said, "Well, yeah, I told you I'd quit." They said, "I'll tell you what we'll do. If you want a month off, 2 months off, 3 months off, 6 months off, if you'll come back," said, "we'll hold your job." I said, "I ain't coming back." I said, "I've quit." I said, "I worked out in this weather till I'm tired of it." "Well," I said, "do you want us to help you get a job?" I said, "no." And I was down there one day, county judge went in.
What's his name?
James Ellums.
Judge
Ellums. And I told him, I said, "James, you need a sorry hand?" He said, "Yeah." Said, "I do." That was on Saturday. He said, "You be down here Monday morning." And I went down there, and he's there in his office. I said, "James," I said, "what do you want me to do?" He said, "Go to work." I said, "I don't know what to do."
Does he have a private?
He had a private office.
Yeah, he got his own?
Uh-huh. He was county judge. See, county judge had a private office.
You got somebody to work for
him? Yeah. He had a secretary in there.
Yeah.
Said, "I want you to be janitor." Well, I went to work. I never did do no janitor work. But I learned it in a week. And I worked there 4 years, and I went to him and told him, I said, "James," I said, "now I'm going to tell you, I've got another job. And I said, I'm going to quit." I said, "pay more money." He said, "now, Neil," said, "Jude," said, "don't quit." He said, "I need you here." That man said, "I'm gone," and said, "you know every crook and turn here." And said, "I'm gone a lot," and said, "I pinned on you here." And I told him, I said, "well, James," I said, they're going to pay me much again money. He said, "well," said, "you can live on what you're getting." I said, "yep." I said, "I'm living all right." And he said, don't quit." I said, "I'll not quit." I said, "I'll just go and tell them I won't be there Monday." I just got in trouble, drove over there, and I told him, I said, "boys, I won't be here."